Hockey talk. Hockey talk. Hockey talk.
In the movies, they always go out and find a kid who's really good to join the team.
Hey, that's right. We need a ringer.
We need a Canadian.
We've seen Fourier on skates before, so all of the talk is nonsense.
They're dinosaurs. They know how to, survive.
I got to shout out Razor. That donut's for him.
Don't worry. I got Bruins plates. People get out of our way.
Au revoir. Have a good game.
Yes, we are in Detroit covering the draft, but it is also time to talk about the Boston Bruins, who will play a game four coming up tomorrow in Toronto. Sheldon Keith, the Toronto coach, has been riding the Wambulance. Joining us now, our buddy from Nesson and WEEI. You can follow him on Twitter at Andrew Raycroft. It's Andrew Razor Raycroft, Aggression Fourier. Hello, Razor. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was curious all evening last night if I would actually hear from you or if Detroit would have got the best of you. So I'm glad to hear you.
Detroit did not get the best of us. However, we did take your advice and not go to Windsor.
See, here's the thing, Razor. It's the first thing I do. Okay, so we roll in. I'm like, oh, there's Canada right there. There's this cool little Caesar's Palace Casino.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, let's go there. And Greg's like, well, he told us not to go there. I mean, he's lying to us for some reason. He's keeping it from us. It looks like such a nice little cool little area.
Can I tell you what I think Razor was setting us up for? Now, there may be nothing nefarious, right? But since we're going down this road, Razor, am I wrong? If you don't have a passport, they turn you back around and send you back. So my suspicion is that you knew we would be sans passport and we would be the idiots at the border who would get pulled aside and then sent back to America.
I actually hadn't thought of that, but yes, you absolutely both would have done that. You would have shown up and not had passports like knuckleheads. That's funny. I didn't really think about that, but that would have been quite the scene over at the Ambassador Bridge. And they, you wouldn't have just been turned around. They would have brought you into the room and been it would have been a 4-hour interrogation. What are these guys up to? Because anybody who thought they were going to get in here without passports needs to be interrogated. So, did you ask anybody about Windsor or no? You didn't even get to it.
No, you scared us.
I did a little Googling, Razor, because I know that Michigan is a 420 friendly state. Although you can't buy a blunt in the city limits here. It's crazy. I started to look into delivery, which they won't deliver to a hotel. They'll deliver only to local addresses. So I did at least a little bit of cursory research to see if you were trying to set us up to all of a sudden have the Royal Mounted Police escorting us back over the bridge.
Yeah, no, it's just not a good place. Detroit is way better than Windsor. So now that you've been in Detroit, now you know the reference point. Detroit is way better than Windsor.
Well, why in the world? What is Sheldon Keefe up to? Is this just the normal kind of back and forth, Razor? He was bitching about Marchand, and then Jim Montgomery makes a statement about, Domi hitting Swayman and said, maybe Swayman's getting in their head. And then Keith fired back at that as well. What is the Toronto coach up to?
Yeah. I've known Sheldon Keith since we were 12. We played against each other growing up. I've known him for a long time, and he's not really good at this stuff. He's not a social person. He's not very good at communicating. And this just isn't his thing. And, of course, being in Toronto, that's not ideal. And he's taken a lot of heat, since he's been the coach. He's very robotic, and he thinks he's trying to say the right thing, but it doesn't come out right. And he is grasping at the smallest, thinnest straw at this point. He's in big trouble. He knows he's in big trouble. He's frustrated, and he's just trying to do what he saw a bunch of other coaches previously do, but it sounds horrible, and it didn't make any sense after the last game, especially when the Leafs were the ones that had the 5 power plays, not the Bruins.
Yeah, so I'm curious what you would do in this situation, because I know nobody pushes you around. Nobody makes you look like a fool. So if Max Domi kind of gives you a little elbow as he's kind of passing by you, what would Razor do in that situation? Because I felt like it was an ultimate sign of disrespect that when Domi did that to Swayman the other night.
So, well, Razor would have handled it two different ways. One,
okay,
and I think the first, let's go scenario one in a different way. Scenario okay. one is I'm really actually minding my own business, and I'm actually going out of my way to not, like, skate right in front of everybody,
yeah.
and somebody comes out of nowhere and elbows me, I probably lose my mind, and I'm not fighting anybody. Like, I don't fight anybody. I wouldn't fight anybody. I'd slash somebody. Like, I'm going after someone with my stick.
Yeah.
Because I'm not fighting. Scenario two, which I think is more in line of what happened the other night in Toronto, where, you know what, I'm just going to weave my way through here. And I might find some fire while I do this. And if I do, I'll make a scene of it a little bit. So I listen, Jeremy could have, you know, you're going to take a lot of heat in the second period as a goaltender, your second period, you're going past the bench. People are going to yell at you. They're going to say stuff. They're coming after you, all that. And I'm also not going to get out of my way if someone gives me a little nudge. So I think that it was a little more premeditated on Jeremy's side of things than just Domi going after him.
Andrew Razor Raycroft with Gresh. It is all fun. It really is. Razor is with us breaking down Bruins Leafs game four. After game three, Jeremy Swayman said, in the nicest way possible, I think, that, hey, I'd like to stay in the lineup type deal. Is that a – I'll steal a Fourier. Are those comments a big deal or no big deal?
No, I don't think it's a big deal. What I think it's – and I think this is actually fair in – because some of the narrative, and I'm sure – listen, these guys have heard all of the narrative one way or the other. And we saw it after the first game, too, where Swayman said, you know, it's about time. And then he backs into, like, a real answer. But I think he's speaking for both of them in saying, we both want the net. Like, we want to play consecutive games. We're not going to get tired. Like, there is a narrative out there where these guys can't do it back-to-back, and they need each other, and they need to rotate only to be good. And I think Jeremy especially, but I think he's doing it for both of them in that conveying, like, no, I can play consecutive games, and I can win consecutive games, and I don't need a rotation to, like, feel good. Like, I'm in pretty good shape. Right, like I'm well conditioned and I could actually play yeah. one game every 4 days. Like yeah. I'm good, so I think he's just trying to convey that and make sure that everybody knows that they're not completely okay with the rotation. They want to do it, and they want to win, and they'll do whatever it takes to win. And they like each other, but they're not completely like I'm just surrendering to the rotation and I don't want to play back to back games.
So you were right last time we talked to you about who you thought was going to play game three. You mentioned Swayman. He started. Now what? Who starts on Saturday?
Listen,
you've got a good record. Stop being a baby. No, just no, like, tell me who you think is going to play.
This one's actually harder because I'm like, holy smokes, you have to go with Swayman. There's absolutely no chance I would ever go away from Swayman. And
okay. And
I think a day and a half ago, I was 1,000,000% on Swayman. And before the game, I said, if Swayman wins this game 3-2 or 4-2, I am playing Jeremy Swayman in game four no matter what. And then I kind of woke up today and I'm thinking, are they going to go back to the rotation again? And so listen, I'm 1,000,000% on Swayman, but I think any other situation, I'm 100% that they would play him. But here, I'm like 90% Swayman. There's still 10% saying they might have decided they're going rotation for four games. I think it's dangerous, but they could go back to Allmark. Because Allmark did play good in game two. I'm not – you go with the guy who's won five in a row against the team, typically.
Razor, I know that a little shuffling on the defense for game three. How do you see the D pairs shaking up for game four?
Another really good question. Another interesting, what they do. Usually, and you guys know that, you stick with the winning roster. I think in this situation, Mason Lowry played really well. He made a couple of plays that could have cost them severely. He got away with it, especially in the third period with a play to the middle of the ice that on that same shift, Marshy goes down and gets the game winner, but it could have went the other way. I'll be interested. We'll know a lot of kind of what Monty thought of a few of those plays, depending on if Lowry comes back in or if they go back to Grizzly. I would probably stick, I like sticking with winning rosters. That's what I've been taught my whole life. Ever since the age of 10, I've been told, if you win, you stay in. If you win, you play. If you win, you're really good and you keep playing. So I really have that in my head, and it's hard for me to get out of it. So I think they go back with Lowry. I think they go back with the same roster. But Grizz is close and hanging in the wings and can certainly play at any point.
You know, we're talking to Andrew Razor Raycroft. Now, we've been stuck out here in Detroit, so we've been you haven't really seen all the news but coming out of Toronto. But is Nylander going to play?
Migraines, headaches, concussion, back, ribs.
Jeez.
Everything. He's got everything.
Sounds like Fourier, yeah. Throw a shoulder in there and it's Christian.
Exactly. And like Fourier, he's sitting out. Not playing through it.
Yes. Oh, that was an uppercut.
Every now and then he slips one in. But hold on, Razor.
Well, you just told him that you wouldn't get bullied on the ice, and you bullied him for an answer.
I called him a big baby. Okay. Tell me if you agree. Here, you want to know my three stars from Game 3?
Oh boy.
Tell me if you agree on this. Okay. Now, my third star would be special teams, okay?
Yeah,
0 for 5 on the PK. The Toronto 0 for 5 on their power play, and then the Bruins were what? Two power play goals, right? So that's my third star. My second star was Swayman, did a great job. And my number one star, my numero uno superstar guy that I love more than anybody, is Brad Marchand. What do you think about that?
I love it. You're right.
Would that be the order you would put it in?
Yes. Yeah. Brad, you're kind of waiting for Brad to have that. And after the loss, you're like, oh, I wish you would have loved to have seen him score in game two. And then he does it in game three. Like that's vintage Brad Marchand on the road in Toronto, everybody against him, the whole thing with Bertuzzi right from the start of the game, and then getting the winner with a rip over the glove that we've been waiting for as well. So, no question, Brad Marchand's number one star. No question. That's the one game, right? He needed to do that one game and just to flip the switch. And now you look for other guys on the team to pick up and find the next couple of wins. But that one was all Brad, and very captain-like, very, very leadership-like.
JVR staying in the lineup? What do you think?
I like this game. Yeah, I wouldn't change the forwards. I thought he did a good job getting to his spots. I thought he changed things a little bit on the power play. He got to that. He had arguably the two best chances of any of the forwards in the entire game. So I would keep the forwards similar.
Okay, last one for me. The philosophy that the Toronto's going to come out with on Saturday, is it altered or changed at all? I mean, I feel like sometimes they're chasing their tail on who they want to be. Sure. What do you think you see on Saturday?
Yeah, they're Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I think they have to score goals no matter who's in net. You know, 9 of 10 games, they've been 2 goals or under in the playoffs, their last 10. Like, they have an issue with going. And I think they're trying so hard to play defense against the Bruins. I could see them trying to open it up. If I was Sheldon Keefe, I would say, you know what, guys, let's try and trade chances. Let's see if we can open this up and get the Bruins out of their game a little bit rather than playing. It was a really tight checking game, and I think the longer the game goes 0-0, I just feel like that's so pro-Bruins. So I kind of expect the Leafs to go, we're going. We've got the best forward group in this series, and we're gonna show it here. So I think it'll open up a little bit more than what we saw in game three.
Razor, you mentioned the pressure that Sheldon Keefe is under. If Toronto goes down 3-1, are they Dunsky?
I'm not. Can I not be the jinx of that? Or like, I saw the Bruins go 3-1 and,
totally
and
fine.
Lose last year. So I'm not,
I get it. You're a goalie. Yeah, you're a goalie. Yeah. You, I respect that. Unlike Fournier,
what do you guys think? Let's put it the other way. Are the Leafs Dunsky if the Bruins win Game 4?
Oh yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Because the weight of all of those people will just rain down upon Sheldon Keefe, and you know, like with the whole Nylander thing, like hasn't been handled well. But that guy being out, I mean, that's a massive blow for them, and I just can't see them finding a way to sort of muster up enough to be able to come back if they lose tomorrow.
Yeah, I might probably, maybe, possibly agree with you. How about that? Hmm.
All right.
Well, we'll take it.
All right, there we go.
That's a safe way of answering that.
Do you have any more insults for Razor before you
How did I
him
insult
go?
Him?
I think you used the word baby.
I know. Well, he
Don't
is
be
he
a
is,
baby.
He's a little sensitive and cautious when it comes to critiquing goalies because that's a whole brotherhood, and it's somehow he's going to get paddled by Swayman and Omar. If he says anything, he's like, and he's going to have to say, thank you, Sway. Can I have
paddled.
Another one?
Oh, that is fantastic.
When are you guys getting out of there? When are you guys home? When are you guys home?
Oh, my God. Not soon enough.
Okay. Hey, Razor, can I just lay out a scenario for you real quick? We're on the 8:10 flight on JetBlue back to Boston.
Don't jinx it.
But I think it is the last flight back tonight.
We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Hold up.
He just jinxed it.
I mean,
he just screwed it up.
I have UMass tomorrow, so I got
you had Essen. You had UMass
no,
tomorrow.
No. I'll land in Springfield, I guess, if I need to.
Better
but
get
no.
in that car. Hey, how long will it take us to drive back?
12 hours, and I can't do that.
Check the rental car. Check the rental car in Detroit Airport.
Sweet Jesus! If that's the real Razor jinx, then we'll figure it out.
No. It's a beautiful day here. You guys are all set. No issues at all. You'll be here. You'll be in your bed by 11:15.
Jinx,
right.
Again, do not just again.
I hope so.
If we get jinxed, I hope the Bruins lose.
Oh, what are you taking it out on Bruins fans for? Hey, Razor, thanks, buddy. We love you. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you
thanks,
next week.
Thanks, Razor.
Thanks.
All right. Travel safe, boys.
There he is.
There's our buddy, Andrew.
The best
Razor
hockey mind in the city. How smart is that guy?